Just for a few minutes this afternoon, I want to think about the whole subject of abortion that is very much to the fore now in our society. Really, it's a tragedy, and it's quite an amazing thing that we feel that we even have the right to question a little baby's right to live, a human being's right to live prior to its birth into this world. It's amazing that we feel that we can determine based on maybe a child's suggested intelligence after birth, its physical appearance after birth. We feel that we can make educated decisions based on those things as to whether that little baby has a right to live or not. The reality is that in the United Kingdom, every year, thousands and thousands of babies are murdered, killed by abortion. And there's a very liberal abortion law now in Northern Ireland that was, I suppose, brought in through the back door. And there's a lot more talk now about that being imposed more and more upon us, even from the powers that be in Westminster, without being even allowed to debate it at all. Tragic set of circumstances that we find ourselves in. Who would have thought that in this sophisticated modern age that we're living in 2021, that the most dangerous place in Northern Ireland to live would be in your mother's womb? We think of all of the years of bloodshed and trouble that we've come through with the conflict in our country from the late 1960s onward, and yet more children are being aborted in the United Kingdom on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, than were killed in all of the troubles. And the most dangerous place to live in Northern Ireland, the place where you're hundreds of times more likely to be murdered than anywhere else, is in fact in your mother's womb. The place where you ought to be safest and the most secure and looked after well is the place where you're more likely than anywhere else to be taken and murdered and pulled apart in a horrendous manner. It's amazing that the human race justifies killing their own offspring. On one hand, we are trying at this time of COVID to save lives, and yet on the other hand, many are anxious to take as many lives as possible through the means of abortion. It just seems to me to be absolute madness. We talk about women's rights, and of course we believe that women, like men, all human beings have rights. And the most important human right is the right to life. So what about the female child within the womb? What about that little woman's rights? You see how inconsistent the whole argument is. Really, abortion for some is just deemed to be an easier way out rather than giving birth to a child, having the responsibility of looking after that child, of bringing it up, the whole cost incurred with raising children. It seems somehow to be an easier option and to evade responsibility for certain actions that may have been taken and just abort the little child and move on and get on with your life. And so we sacrifice our own children upon the altar of convenience. But really, abortion, first and foremost, is a crime against Almighty God. There's something precious about human life. We have lost the whole sense of the sanctity and the miracle of life itself. The Bible says away back in the opening verses of the Word of God in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 that God said, "Let us make man in our own image." And God created man in his own image after his likeness. So the human being is right at the very apex of God's creation, just a little lower even than the angels. And in Genesis chapter 2, it says that God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So human life is much more than chemicals, much more than elements, much more than having a pulse, much more than having a heartbeat. Every human being has a soul. And Jesus Christ said that one human soul is worth more than all of the material wealth in the world. Matthew 16, he asked that question, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?" So whenever a human life is destroyed, We are destroying something that God created, that God declared to be good, something that God made in his own image, after his own likeness, and we are taking a life that can be lived and used for the glory of Almighty God. And that's why the Word of God is so very, very explicit. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not murder. It's wrong. In fact, it's something that God hates. Over in the book of Proverbs, and the 6th chapter, we read these words: "These 6 things doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood." And it's harder to think of anything more innocent in that sense than a little human being, a little baby. Hasn't had the chance to live a few days even on this earth. Innocent blood. But that little child is murdered and killed, and it's legislated for, and it's legal. Really, friends, what's going on in our society is a silent holocaust. Multitudes being taken and slain because they're an inconvenience, they're unwanted, they might be born with limited intelligence in comparison to other children that will be born at the same time, mightn't be the right sex even, we just might have changed our minds. And of course there's all the complexities as well with the mother's health, we understand those things, and even in the case of rape. But I don't see any loopholes at all in the Word of God for taking a child's life. Abortion is a crime against God. Abortion as well is a crime against humanity. Psalm 139. Speaking of the child in the womb, the psalmist says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them." Life is precious. None of us have the ability to create life, but we do have the ability to destroy life. So abortion is a crime against humanity. And as well, abortion is a crime against self. People have been robbed of the great joy of raising a child. There's something wonderful and something blessed about being a parent. The Bible says that children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Childbirth, although I've of course never experienced it, certainly childbirth for a woman is no mean task. 3 children of her own, and I know something a little bit from being a bystander as to what a woman goes through bringing a child into this world. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ in John 16 said these words in verse 21, "A woman when she is in travail hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world." There's something instinctively about a mother's heart, a mother's love, whenever that little child is born and she lifts that child and is placed in her arms. There's a connection there that's maternal and something that's very, very precious. And to abort a child that a mother has carried for a number of weeks or months, and to take that child away, robs that mother of the joy of seeing her child, of raising that child, of loving that child, of receiving the love of the child back again. And then there are people, and maybe years ago, maybe a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend pressurized or putting pressure on one to have and abortion, and that's gone through, and for years and years and years they're tormented. It's an awful thing. And there's legislation that's being put upon us to make this more accessible, and I encourage every Christian, and even people who aren't believers, and you see the insanity of it all, to really raise a voice of opposition against it. We thank the Lord for politicians who are against it, and some that are trying very hard to oppose it in different ways, and we support all, and we pray for all who in any way at all seek to oppose these abortion laws and these abortion bills, and we pray that God will step in and have mercy upon our society, because abortion's wrong, it's sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. But you know something? God is merciful as well. You maybe know somebody that has had an abortion, maybe you've had one yourself. There's mercy with the Lord. Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died upon a cross and shed his precious blood, and there's sufficiency in the blood of Calvary to cleanse any sinner who comes to God by faith. So there's always hope, there's always a way back, but remember the sanctity and the preciousness of human life. So many women not able to have children and would love to be able to adopt or foster a little child, and yet we abort children at an astronomical level. May God have mercy upon us, and I trust that you'll receive these words and thoughts from the Word of God and the Spirit in which they are intended. God bless you all, and thank you for